Module 2. 2E. Exercise 4, page 21. Listen to a guide talking to a tour group.
Welcome to the Eisenwelt, the largest ice cave in the world. Since its discovery in 1879 by Anton Posselt, explorers have been in awe by the sheer size of the cave. Certainly you will be amazed by this too, but even more so by the natural ice sculptures inside the cave. These sculptures are highlighted by incredible magnesium lighting to make them even more striking. We will be exploring the first kilometer of this 40-kilometer limestone cave, formed over a million years ago. In spring, the water from melting snow drains into the caves and then freezes, creating some spectacular formations that look like professional sculptures. Each one is unique and has its own name, with some sculptures formed many years ago. Nothing can compare to a walk in this glittering ice empire. We will have a chance to stop and discuss each sculpture as we walk about the cave. Our final stop before turning back will be the Ice Palace and its sheer crystal beauty. So now that you have your torches, we are almost ready to proceed to the cave. Remember, temperatures will drop suddenly as we enter the cave, and it will become quite dark, so use your torches. As mentioned in the safety regulations given to you at the ticket office, there is a 134-meter climb as we explore the cave, so those with serious health problems should reconsider going on the tour. Photography is not allowed at any time inside the cave, and please stay with the group in the designated areas so as not to disturb the natural structures of the cave. So, are there any questions before we begin?
What does the speaker think will impress the group most about the cave? What does the speaker say about the ice sculptures? What warning does the speaker give to the group? What is the purpose of the talk? What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Nothing can compare to a walk in this glittering ice empire"?